From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome, News OK listeners, to the Top Chef. It's a podcast, but it's not a review. It's a review and a preview. It's all kinds of things. I'm Dave Cathy, the food dude. With me is
Matt Clayton.
Jennifer Munnings.
Oh yes, and we have lots to talk about.
Yes.
So really exciting. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but last week's episode, that was maybe the hardest I've ever had watching the show, because I just really didn't want any of them to go.
Yeah, it was really to the point where you were like, you're hoping that they're like, we're going to send all four of you. Haven't they done that before?
It seems like they've done that before. Them or someone, or maybe the with the I
one
don't know.
Of these random yeah, these shows Bravo have done shows. That before.
But yeah, it was crazy. They started out in Napa Valley. It's like everybody arrives. Everybody's looking good except for Kevin, who something really bad.
He's like howdy doody.
Come over.
Yeah. Howdy doody in the later years, you know, think, with the beard. And
I think he must have got too many shots of the old the bald spot on the back and thought, I need to do a come over, because that was not good.
Funniest part about the opening few segments, apparently Kevin's beard has a Facebook fan page.
So which you're probably now a fan of.
Right. Also true.
Apparently, since we also did not do this last week, we missed Matt Clayton was growing a Kevin beard.
The beard was in full effect. Somebody needs to invent some sort of, you know, have aftershave, they need before shave. That will make it less itchy. That's another podcast.
Yeah, it was crazy. And so, so they show up in Napa. They're at a train depot. And then they got to get on the train. And our old friend, Michael Chiarello, your favorite guy, Matt.
I'm surprised he didn't make somebody bend down and
What's my name?
Cut something.
So the quick fire is they've got to cook, you know, a dish in the train. And they've got to use the grapes. Okay. They didn't specifically say they have to be local grapes, but I think it was probably assumed.
Implied. And some sort of, you got the sense that it was supposed to be this Napa-inspired dish.
Exactly. So, yeah, you would think the local grapes. And that's where our friend Brian ran into a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
Seemed to have made a really good dish, but he used Concord grapes, which pretty much don't grow.
That was a pretty poor decision.
Yeah, and he doesn't do a lot of that. He's a pretty smart guy.
He's pretty well calculated and knows what he's doing.
So his brother took home the gold on that one with his, it's, you know, like
something
a whole
wrapped in a, it was some kind of kebab on a grape vine, wrapped in a grape leaf.
There was the foot of an old woman
who'd
squashed the grapes. Worked into it somehow, I think.
Sous vide.
Sous vide, right. So he took the prize, which happened to be, in this case, a Prius.
Yes.
Not too bad.
Yeah, Jennifer almost won, I thought. They really liked her dish, though I don't remember what it was at all.
I don't either, but they really liked it. But it was a little more just sort of straightforward. Yeah. Michael V, he used a lot of the different elements of the grape. And she, you know, you knew she wasn't going to win because she kept talking about how badly she needed a car.
Yeah.
I so badly need this car. I got to have it.
Usually when you talk about how much you miss your kid, you're gone. Or if you talk about needing a car, you're not getting a car.
somebody you hate is going to get it. Although she and Michael V.
I felt this overwhelming sense of sort of the opposite of you. Mm-hmm. You had this excitement and, I don't want anybody to go home. I had a general sense of, I would have really liked if they'd just thrown Michael right off the train, right there.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you there. And believe me when I tell you, I was rooting like crazy that they were going to send Michael home, because I'm so just over his act. I really am. But I know he deserves to be there.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, there's no question.
Plus, I mean, come on. Brother duel in the last episode.
You can't turn that down
for the ratings.
Right. I guess I should have. I really kind of misspoke. It wasn't that I didn't want anyone to go home. It was that I didn't want Jennifer or Kevin to go home. And I knew they were going to pick one of those two. There's no way they were going to split the brothers. No chance. But so then they go on and they make this ridiculous meal.
All locally grown food.
It was, everybody had one dish, and it was just
one meat and one vegetarian dish.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was one. Yeah, they had like a part of the meal, one vegetarian, one protein. And yeah, it didn't look like anybody did anything wrong hardly on that deal.
Minus.
So What's that?
Minus, you know, Michael seemingly like serving them a raw egg. Right. Which, first and foremost, I don't believe is vegetarian.
Yeah, you know.
I really think that's cheating. I mean.
You know, they weren't specific. They didn't say vegan.
No, but you know, I mean, it really seemed like cheating to me.
I don't disagree. I kind
of walking. That's a very thin line of vegetarian.
Yeah, it is.
You get into the whole.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah, I asked. I asked it on Twitter, and someone said like an octo something vegetarian eats eggs. I don't know.
Yeah, my wife is a vegetarian. She eats eggs. You know, but she eats a little bit of fish too. But no, a vegan would never eat an egg. So it's not vegan.
Right.
And they didn't say vegan. So I guess they left it open to a little bit of interpretation. But yeah, I'm with you. I kind of thought, you know what, if you're going to do it right. Don't leave any question. Make it a vegetarian dish.
And again, Kevin showed, although some other chefs on the show don't like simple food.
He won't say his name anymore.
Right. I'm just going to call him Evil Twin. You can make a completely simple dish. I don't remember the exact ingredients.
Carrots and
yeah, but it was just all really fresh and local.
It was perfect.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, if I go out in the backyard and I have a really nice lettuce growing there, it's going to taste a million times better than one from the grocery store.
Right.
Because there's, who knows where the one from the grocery store came from?
You know? And Kevin does that at his restaurant, right? Yeah. He said he uses all local products at his restaurant, so he's used to doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, so he knew. He knew that, I'm sure he was in there tasting that stuff. He's like, this is perfect, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. He put it out there, and you know, I think it was Colicchio said, hey, when it gets right down to it, it's about flavor.
Right. Yeah.
You know, be as creative as you want to, but make it taste good. That's what we're here for. That's why we're in business.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like his only trip up was his brisket, I guess, was kind of tough.
Yeah, what are you, toothsome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great word, toothsome.
We have a pregnant Padma, too.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, a very pregnant glowing. Padma. Yeah, she was glowing. But the toothsome brisket tripped him up in the final, and Brian was the winner.
Yes.
Mostly because, I mean, I think, and you know I'm a Brian fan, but, I mean, he kind of skated under the radar.
Yeah.
I mean, Jen, it killed me to see her go home because she used the whole duck. Like, the whole, she took the concept of what Michael did in the quickfire and brought, like, used every part of the duck, which is, I mean, critical to that challenge, you'd think, like, you know, eco, like use every part of it. And still, I mean, they didn't seem to have any problems with what she did. It's basically like Michael served a raw egg, but they just would not send him home.
Exactly. Right. It really did feel that way. Because it's almost, what they used against her was the most bogus argument of all, which was she didn't grill it. She intended to initially grill the duck.
Right.
And didn't because the embers weren't working the way that she wanted them to. Brand new kitchen, never worked there before. Anybody who ever cooks with wood knows it's tricky. You know, you don't know. If you've never cooked with the wood you're cooking with, you're kind of at its mercy. And so rather than do something wrong with it, she just elected to not do it. Only reason they even knew that is because Colicchio was in the kitchen and asked her. If she had never said, I never intended to grill the duck. If she just said, I decided it was going to make it go in a different direction, they couldn't have used that against her. They used it against her something she didn't do.
Well, and what she did do, they liked.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I love the duckiness.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that was a perfectly cooked duck. And she didn't grill it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She was
she really was like, I mean, and ultimately, you're right, as far as that's what typically kills chefs on Top Chef is they stick with a plan and are not willing to deviate from it whenever something changes and goes wrong.
Yeah.
She actually did the right thing.
She did what a Top Chef would
deviated do. Deviated whenever something went wrong and still got sent home for it.
I know. And you can see by the look on her face that she was a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Because it looked like they sort of used some of her past sins against her.
Yeah.
You know, of losing her cool.
Yeah.
And she did not lose her cool on this at all.
Well, and it's just a matter of, I mean, you know, I can kind of see that, though, too, because, she was, according to the whole show, the weakest link of those four.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
It's more, is it about the whole show or is it about this challenge? Week?
Yeah, and I don't know. They say that it's about the dish in front of us, but I thought it was pretty clear on this one that it wasn't. That they went for what they thought would be the best TV.
Yeah,
The two brothers and then Kevin, who's probably
fan favorite by far.
So Unfortunate for Jennifer. Although, I mean, I think she, you know, she's working for Eric.
She'll be fine. So. Yeah.
Yeah. She'll have a bad all right.
So let's not cry too long and hard. So let's move forward and talk about the finale.
The Brothers' Duel.
Yes, it's in San Francisco, I believe, yes. Is where they're doing this.
I think they are going to throw down. Yeah. I do. I think there will be knives thrown or it's something been crazy. To
this. You know, perhaps they're going to end up killing each other. And then Kevin
and then wins. Kevin wins.
He walks over your dead bodies and says, I'm the winner. Have some toothsome brisket.
Matt and I were discussing. We think that ultimately it'll come down to, you know, Michael and Brian will do something really complicated. Mm-hmm. If they can pull it off,
that's right.
They will win because theirs is more complicated and, you know, whatever, fancy. But it really sets them up to crash and burn if they can't. Because of all the pressure, time, you know, whatever else, Kevin with his simple food.
That's right.
He has the least degree of difficulty, and it seems as though in the previous final challenges, so to speak, mm-hmm. the people who mess up the least usually come out on top. And Kevin, I think, has a lot. Not he doesn't have to worry about a lot of room for error.
He stays in his comfort zone more than anybody. He had that one point where he sous vide some Beal or something like that.
And he even did that really well.
Yeah, and it was like, and that was a big move for him. Whereas I think if it were me picking, I would say it really would come down between Kevin and Brian, because I do think that Michael will, you just don't know with him. I think he's much more apt to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other Brian is much more technically sound, it seems like. He's very focused
on what
he
does. Well, he knows what he can do and what he can't do.
Yeah.
And Michael, I think, just thinks he can do it all.
That's right. He has. And I was saying this to Laura when we were watching the show. I said, you know, Michael, of the three that are on here that are going to be left, he needs to lose more than any of these people. He really does need some bad feedback and to say, okay, you've reached your limit. You know, you can't do this. You need
but
to go
no,
back
it's not
bit.
Even going
to
work, because he will always still think that he should have won.
Don't judge him.
I lost a simple food. Yeah.
Don't judge him because you love his brother.
I guess I should embrace him.
That's right. You know,
could be family.
Don't tell Paul.
That's right. Paul doesn't know. So and he's an avid listener of the Top Chef podcast. Oh, so be careful. Paul, don't listen to any of that. It was all nonsense.
Completely joking.
Anyway, the show is tonight.
Yes.
And we'll all be it will be tonight. And we'll be tuning in. You should tune in too. And then we will have a wrap-up show after the fact that will come out Thursday or Friday. We don't know yet. Depends on our good friend Jacqueline and how much energy she has, which is always a huge amount. So not a lot of time. The countdown is on. Who's going to win?
Kevin.
I still say Brian.
Oh, and I'll just go ahead and say Michael. Just for fun. All right. Tune in later this week. Top Chef finale tonight.